You are listening to Sheep Might Fly, a podcast of serialised fiction written and read by Tansy Rayner Roberts. I've got lots of exciting news this week. The Creature Court trilogy is finally out, so if you want copies of Power and Majesty, The Shattered City and or Reign of Beasts, get on that now. Also, Cabaret of Monsters, you remember Cabaret of Monsters, you were here for that. The novella is 99 cents in the Kindle store this month only. Now, I can also announce that I'm going to be a special guest at the Australian Discworld Convention in April, which is really exciting. I've never been to a Discworld convention before, but I do love the Discworld, as those of you who've read my book Pratchett's Women or listened to some of those essays I've done here on the podcast, you all know. So, this is really exciting. The convention is called Nullus Anxietas. It runs from April 12th to 14th. 2019, for those of you listening in the future, I'm sorry you missed it. It's in Melbourne, so come along, you can see me there. Now, if you're in Hobart, and if you're listening to this when it first drops, and not from the future, hello to the future. I'm going to be launching Jodie McAllister's new book, Misrule, at the Hobart Dimmocks on Sunday, 24th of April, also 2019, at 11 a.m. So come along and you can hear us in conversation. Okay, now the new Sheep Might Fly serial, Girl Reporter. This is a standalone novella in my cookie cutter Australian superhero universe. The previous stories in the series, Cookie Cutter Superhero and Kid Dark Against the Machine, are both available to listen to right here on Sheep Might Fly. So you just need to scroll back through Podbean or whatever your podcast listening to app is, and you should find those stories there from, I think, early 2018 was when I did them, but I'm not guaranteeing anything. I didn't check. Okay, here we go. Girl Reporter. The prologue. The Friday Report presents everything you need to know about true blue Aussie beaut superheroes, but we're afraid to ask. Scene. Video footage recorded in Friday Valentina's bedroom. The background is deliberately framed to get in her vintage superhero posters, her extensive feminist action hero collection, and other geeky ephemera. This vid was filmed 6 months ago, so Friday's hair is green, her hand-knitted beanie is pink, and her t-shirt features the hashtag AstraLives. Hey friends! Thanks for watching my videos and subscribing to my channel. We hit the big 100,000 this month. And to celebrate our first million subscribers, I'm finally covering my most requested topic. Title card. Everything you need to know about true blue Aussie beaut superheroes, but we're afraid to ask. Sure. You could look it up on Heropedia, but that site is such a mess. Even I can't fix it with my magic wiki powers. This way is more fun. Friday holds up a handmade sign of 1981, surrounded by glittery doodles. 1981! Machine Day and all that followed. This was the same around all the world, in every single country. Big metal and glass machines arrived in sky towers and set up shop, manufacturing superheroes out of regular people. Every government handled it differently. Here in the land down under, the government conspired with the traditional media to keep the whole superhero thing under wraps. They pretended it wasn't happening. And because the internet hadn't been invented yet, they mostly got away with it. Everything changed in 1985, when three superheroes, Solar, Redback, and Possum Girl, saved the life of Prime Minister Bob Hawke. PowerPoint insert, publicity shot of the heroes and Hawke. Local newspapers started to report on superhero and supervillain activity. Then, 1987, The Interview holds up handmade sign of 1987, surrounded by exclamation points. Sure, there'd been other interviews before around the world, but not here in Oz. Our true blue Aussie beauts like to save the day marsupial style, nocturnally. But in May 1987, gutsy girl reporter Tina Valentina got her legendary interview with Solar, then the only superhero still active from our original team. Tina confirmed a bunch of deets that were previously only rumour. That Australia followed the six-month rotation system, that our heroes had no choice who got retired every 6 months, when a new candidate was picked by lottery. Why, yes, the government did indeed have a team of officials who supervised the process, and had been working to keep it all as quiet as possible. Solar smiled and flashed Tina the dimple, and the world fell in love with both of them. PowerPoint insert that photo, with Solar smiling bashfully at girl reporter Tina Valentina. Both so 1980s, it hurts. You can imagine the hair. Here are some other timeline highlights of how the world as we knew it changed forever, long before some of us were born. Millennial pride, peeps! PowerPoint insert. Comic book cover featuring the Dark in his original cape and cowl costume. 1989 was when the Dark joined Australia's Mightiest Heroes, today our second longest serving superhero. If he makes it another 4 years, he'll break that record. He was the last Aussie beaut about whom we know absolutely nothing. His life before donning the black cape may as well be a fairy tale. PowerPoint insert. TV Week cover featuring Disco Doll. Later in the same year, we got Disco Doll, aka Annika Lou Dre, who broke all tradition by giving TV Week an exclusive interview during the fortnight between her name being selected by the lottery and her ascension as superhero. She allowed regular interviews throughout her single-term tenure, including an epic Day in the Life feature and several short video interviews for A Current Affair, recorded before, during, and after her battles. Once she retired, Dre got herself an agent and released 4 hit pop singles. After that, all bets were off. The 2 weeks between the lottery and Hero Day became a media frenzy. Superheroes became celebrities. Post-superheroes took that celebrity further. The Australian public ate it up with a spoon. You know who you are. They obsessed over who was dating, who was banging, who was secretly a supervillain, and who was going to leave the country for the British panto circuit. 5 newspapers tanked their annual budgets to bid for the exclusive rights to the wedding of Solar, aka the Bachelor of Steel, to TV presenter Molly Mathers. More than 20 celebrity/superhero journalists sold their souls to get Molly's first live interview. 3 months later, when they announced their divorce. 5 years after that, Tina Valentina, remember that name, broke the story for Women's Weekly that the Solar-Molly Mathers relationship was faked by android replicas to conceal the fact that Australia's Mightiest Heroes and an entire Channel 10 news crew had been trapped in a sinister space dimension battling Solar's greatest nemesis, Megadethra, for more than 8 months. PowerPoint insert, Women's Weekly Super Wedding Sham cover. That story didn't just go global. It went stratospheric. Tina Valentina rolled it into a $1 million book deal. Molly Mathers left the country to start a chat show in the US. And Solar, well, let's just say that speculation about his love life increased about 400%. So that was the 90s. Handmade sign. Welcome to the 21st century, heroes. The year 2000 brought us reality TV. The first Aussie Big Brother house included 6 former superheroes and 6 diehard superhero fans. And wow, did the drama get messy, ugly, fast. Edited montage of heroes as their names are mentioned. Zipline was the first hero to live blog her year in the Sky Tower. Orbital was the first hero on Facebook. Firework was the first hero on Twitter. Astra 4 was the first hero on Tumblr and Instagram. Surf's YouTube channel continues to be legendary. Kestrel did it for the Vine. We won't talk about the Mightiest Heroes Snapchat debacle, but no one's going to forget the screen caps of Kestrel's dick anytime soon. Friday makes a sad face to show that she's not mad at Kestrel, just disappointed. The internet never forgets. We live in a weird, wonderful world. As long as there are superheroes saving the day, there'll be reporters and journos, paparazzi and good old-fashioned vloggers there to capture their stories, package them and present them to Australia and beyond. Thanks for watching the Friday Report. End credits card. I'm Friday Valentina, and if you enjoyed this vid, please like and subscribe. Close up on Friday, miming a superhero pose and noble expression. Remember, you don't need spandex to be your own hero. Thanks for listening to Sheep Might Fly. There'll be more Friday Valentina next week as the story properly begins. You can sign up to my author newsletter for updates. Follow me on Twitter at TansyRR or at Sheep Might Fly. Find me on Facebook at TansyRR Books. And if you like this podcast, consider supporting me at Patreon, where you can receive all kinds of cool rewards, early ebooks, and exclusive stories for a small monthly pledge. See you next week.